Hello, and welcome back to Bean Tunes Radio. This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today is a very special show. I have a guest with me, and it's... and they're breathing on mic. And it's their birthday. Birthday guest, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. It was actually my birthday yesterday, but
True. It's
technically a birth year.
Well,
so.
It's birth year, birth week.
Birth year, birth week.
Birth month.
Birth era.
We've been celebrating this person. Oh, you haven't introduced yourself.
Oh, sorry.
Yet.
Hi, everyone. I'm Julian Isaac Isakoff.
Oh,
or Julian, or Jules, or Juju, or Juju Izzy.
Doxed on air. You really...
Yeah, I gave it
up. You want to give them our address,
SSN?
Too.
Yeah. It is. Yeah, no.
I actually learned that, like... Social security numbers, like, sometimes multiple people have them. You know how, like, your phone number is linked to someone else's? Imagine if someone just, like, had your social security
So should
security
I just
number.
Say mine, and the off chance that the person who has
like,
mine is also
if you
listening?
Have this social security yeah, number, right. let us know.
Let us know! They wouldn't call in.
Call in
Call in,
tell
we'll
us.
Match you. Yeah, my birthday was yesterday. I had an amazing time.
Yeah.
My
no,
family was
tell,
here.
Tell everyone on air about what you did yesterday.
What
you've done.
What did you do? what have you done? I had an awesome day. It was my 21st. My family was in town, so shout out to them. It was just God bless us with the weather, obviously, so
yeah.
It was great.
We've had 75-degree weather
Insane.
This entire weekend, and it was just for your birthday.
Exactly, and then I had a construction-themed birthday party, and everyone came in flying colors,
yeah,
including
no,
my parents.
Everyone came out in the vests.
It was great.
The caution tape outfits.
The hard hats.
Hard hats. I didn't see any, like... hammers or
yeah
which is like fine
that.
I think
yeah
that's
I think
okay.
it was more
like safety
did that,
wise
yeah,
yeah
for like caution or yield. I should have done B-rail like the signs.
Yeah,
so true. But yeah, we were just talking about how a year ago last year we did a birthday show.
Mm-hmm.
But this energy is so different
now. We're old and gray.
We're old and gray
and
we're accepting
away.
Cultural differences.
shout out to
my mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is just a new energy. It's a new year, but
21
it's
is gonna
21.
Bring. Do actually before we play our next song, a question that I have for you: do you have like a New Year's resolution for your 20 year of being 21?
That's a great question. Probably to get a life. No, I'm kidding.
Good one.
No, but like kind of like just to like figure my stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, maybe in a year from now I will have a better idea of my future path of life, which I'm pretty sure
wow.
I said last year, and I feel like I went backwards.
No, I honestly feel like you didn't say that last year. Maybe I asked you the same question last year, but I feel
maybe.
Like that wasn't the answer.
We'll have to go back to the archives.
It's just a hunch. I don't know. I feel like you had a different answer.
To have fun.
Yeah, I think that was
check.
Probably what it was.
To smile
and
more.
And you did that.
Check.
Yeah.
It's to get better grades.
Okay, so next year we're going to check in and we're gonna figure out
if
know,
we accomplish that.
Yeah, your like net win. Worth or something. We're going to like...
Yeah, when I win the Powerball.
The Powerball.
It's almost at 2 billion, guys.
Is it tonight again?
I think it's Monday.
Oh.
But it's at almost 2 billion, so...
Everyone cash in.
Everyone cash in now.
And we'll bump it up to 3.
We will raise the money for you guys. This is actually a fundraiser for Powerball. They paid us to do this.
Sponsored.
Sponsored by Powerball.
So this next song is a Belle and Sebastian song that Julian added to our Little mm-hmm. Collaborative playlist. Do you want anything to say about this song before we play it?
Really quickly, my mom's texted me, learn how to ride a bike as my year.
That is a
so,
very
yeah,
important
goal. Yeah, I'm
going
to add that. That's important.
Yeah. Well, because you're in the biking capital
yeah.
of the world
Hello.
For study abroad.
Exactly.
So you have
And I'm
to.
In Boston. So.
It would be kind of funny, though, if you ended up like coming back and never having biked.
Hey.
It's like going to Disney World
happen,
and not riding
and not
a
riding
single
a ride.
Ride. Going for the food.
Going and, not, and getting the mutton chop. Yeah. Okay. So this song is like not really my thing. Like, when I first heard it, like, I usually wouldn't like it, but I really like it, and it's just cute.
No,
so
I love
enjoy.
That.
Yeah.
Expanding our horizons.
Expanding our horizons, our new palettes.
All right, oh guys, God. This one's called There's Too Much Love, and it's by Belle and Sebastian. I hope you enjoy it.
Yay. Thank you.
dance all night like I'm so bored. But you know I'd rather drag myself across the dance floor. I feel like dancing on my own, where no one knows me and where I can cause offense just by the way I look. My foes, just hope that you are on my side, my dear. But it's best to finish as it started, with my face head down, just staring at the ground for my echo. It's safer not to look around. I can't hide my feelings from you now. There's too much love to go around.
But I thought I'd be good by now. Like hearing your name wouldn't bring me to tears somehow. So what did you do with the memories? Tell me, was it that easy for you to forget me? Like something you left in the lost and found. Call me unhinged, but sometimes I pass by your place. It's not my fault, some habits are hard to break. But biting my nails and drinking caffeine, I've nothing on you and the hold you had on me. But you've said your piece, you don't feel the same. So I'll find a new favorite corner store, cause the one by mine still feels like yours. The restaurants are haunted, the streets a broken promise. And I think I'll break if I have to. The neighborhood. I'm gonna miss the sun rising in your eyes. Walking the spring from a party on 99. Now every step just brings me back to your front door. We're trading fire, so now I avoid vodka and second hand. So I'll find a new favorite corner store, cause the one by mine still feels like yours. I'll break if I have to stay. So I'll move and give all your things away. But I'll and I think I'll break if I have to stay. So I'm moving, give all your things away, but I'll keep loving you more than I should, and you'll keep the neighborhood.
Hello, everyone. That was The Neighborhood by Grace Anger, and we actually have a very special guest on the phones. Hello, Jenny, can you hear us?
Oh, hey.
Hi, you're on air. And yeah, Julian is also
so
on air.
Excited.
Jenny was saying that she has something to say
about
our last little segment.
Rip.
About so you guys are great to listen to. Love the song choices so far. A little surprised by the Belle and Sebastian, but it's all good.
Okay.
I was thinking about what you should accomplish in the next year, Julian.
Okay.
And I thought riding a bike would be the first thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I did add that to the list.
Like, really important.
Yeah. Very true.
And you should probably get your driver's license.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great suggestion.
You say that every year since you've been 15, but now's the time.
That's such a good point, and I will put that in under consideration.
I realize that we didn't introduce our phone guest.
This is my mother, Jenny Isikoff.
What's your third suggestion?
So I also, when I was cleaning out your room looking for your passport card, I was thinking a good idea would be to clean out your room.
Great goal.
This is just what I want to hear right now. This is awesome. No, thank you so much.
Actually, Julian has a pretty clean room. I think that goal has already been accomplished.
Period.
Usually very clean.
And then my last goal is maybe to spend some really nice quality time with your brother alone.
Aww,
alone
that's
time
nice
with the brother.
Okay, that's totally doable.
Like, let's have coffee.
Sure.
Literally. Next door at Stumptown. Right?
Perfect. Let's have coffee.
So that's all I really wanted to say. And I wanted to say that I just love you so much and we're so proud of you.
Thank you, Mom. I love you too. Thank you for calling. And I appreciate the parental advice. I always make good choices, okay? You say that all the time. I'm still alive. I've made great choices. Thank you.
Happy to hear it. Love you.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye, Philly from Philly.
Bye.
Lol.
That was fun.
That was fun. So awesome.
Do you want to tell our listeners why you chose to play the song that just played?
It's called The Neighborhood by Grace Anger. Mm-hmm. She went to my high school.
Shout out Grace.
Shout out to Grace. I didn't have the closure that we had. I guess we didn't have it for high school. Mm-hmm. So the song just because the song is about the neighborhood from my school, where my school is. So I think it's very nice and sentimental. And I always put it on when I'm walking around because it's just cute and nice. Some people don't think so, but it's okay. Angel.
I'm personally not a huge fan of the song, but I appreciate that there's sentimental value.
There's value in meaning.
Because I have a lot of songs like that aren't that good.
So true. That aren't that good. All the songs you play on your shows before.
Whoa.
Oh.
But okay. Who's on my show now?
Me. Yeah, I literally simped for this. This was in the books for a year or so.
We've had this booked.
I can't talk.
We've had this date locked down.
Seriously, locked and loaded.
For a very long time.
So true.
Okay, so then my other question for 21 was, where do you want to see yourself at 42?
What?
Because like
20. Oh, it's 20, double.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
I was going to, you can't reverse the numbers because 12 is like.
I was like, still in diapers.
Yeah,
JK, 12. I wasn't. Guys, I really wasn't. At 42, that is such a good question. Married with children, slash with children, alone with children.
If you were to have children,
not alone with children. In a
would
weird
you
way.
How many children would you have?
Not one.
Okay. I'm an only child.
Love all you only child people. 2, 2, 4.
Honestly, okay.
2 to 4, not 220.
As an only child, something that I realized that the only distinct only child trait that I have is that I talk about my parents all the time. And I feel
that's
like you would
cute.
Like that.
Yeah,
right?
That's very nice.
Maybe you should have an only child so that they talk about you all the time.
I feel like people talk about me a lot and not
already
in good ways all the time. So,
so
I feel
not
like I'd rather just have two and call it a day. But that's such a, it is true. It's like, they're like your best friends.
Because those are my only stories.
Yeah.
I don't have my brother did this. It's just always my parents.
Hey, don't forget about your cat and your dog.
My cat and my dog. Those are, yeah.
Those are, they're just as valuable as your parents.
True.
They have just as many rights.
And your dog. Julian's dog and I have like a soulmate connection.
Yeah, I think he's like your marriage pact. Not to be weird.
Not to be weird.
But yeah.
But like if you could marry dogs, I would marry.
If it were legal and socially acceptable, you would understand the cultural differences and get married.
True. That's like our Easter egg. How many times? Okay, so this next song, moving on.
Next segment.
This next song is a Beyonce song. Mm. And Julie and I were loving the Beyonce album this summer. Not to speak for you, but
no, please,
we were.
Speak for me all you want.
We were. Yeah. And honestly, so I was originally just going to play one of the songs because there was this one time when Julie and I went out and this song played. Mm. And it was a moment.
I know what song you're talking about.
But the transition from the song before it to the song in question is really crucial. So we're going to play both.
Oh, perfect. Okay.
So this next song is called Energy, and it's by Beyonce, and it's featuring this guy named Beam. I don't know.
Beam Tunes. He could never.
Anyway, this song is really good.
It's really good.
And this whole album is really good.
Please check it out.
And this is like in the small, like the part of the Venn diagram that we have together.
Yeah, this is music. The one thing we could overlap with. I mean, there's a few more, but.
But like this is one
of
the
very
few.
It's not Grace Anger, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not.
Unfortunately, it's okay though.
All right, guys, here's Energy.
On stage rocking out stir crazy, Coco flow like 1980s. Come lit still, I drop lazy. None of that, maybe. Energy, energy, energy.
Just five, phone now 45. Don't get out of line. Yeah, ooh, 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 pick a side. Only double lines we cross is dollar signs. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Hold up. Wait. I hear you just got paid. Make it rain. Energy. Shima Cancun, he more Central Pay. Be waving around, the crowd gon' move. Look around, everybody on mute. Look around, it's me and my crew. Big energy.
We was on stop mode. Got froze. Froze from pitch vote. No pause. Chat too much, bro. Clip.
Camera go pop, 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 pop. Keep them waiting like da, 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 da. Ooh, la, la, la. That's the way them boys sound when I walk through the black, black, black. Didn't I Uzi that doozy? Shot, shot, shot. Just chilling, minding our business. Popping our paint and champagne through the ceiling. Sipping it up, flicking it up. All this good energy got you all in your feelings, feelings. I'm crazy, I'm swearing, I'm daring. Your man's staring. I just entered the country with derringers. Cause them Karens just turned into terrorists.
You was on stop mode.
release your job, release the time, release your dream, release the stress, release your love, forget the rest.
I'ma let down my head, cause I lost my mind. V is back and I'm sleeping real good at night. The queens in the front and the doms in the back. Ain't taking no flicks, but the whole click snap. There's a whole lot of people in the house trying to smoke with the yak in your mouth. And we back outside. You said you outside, but you ain't that outside. Worldwide hoodie with the mask outside. In case you forgot how we act outside.
Got motivation. Love ain't yours.
Can't break my soul.
Trying to fake it never makes it. That we all know.
Can't break my soul.
Can have the stress and I'll take less. I'll justify love. We go round in circles, searching for love.
I sure did.
Your mic is on now.
Oh.
That Hi. Was Break My Soul by Beyoncé. I have another birthday question for you.
Oh, okay.
What is your favorite birthday memory and what is your least favorite birthday memory?
Of all time or of this weekend?
Of all time.
Worst? Worst was... my birthday usually falls around an election, so there was an election and... People forgot about my birthday because
they forgot about
other
your
stuff.
Birthday.
Are they even? I don't even think they forgot about it. Like I'm pretty sure they said it, but like everyone was like celebrating that day, and I was just like, "When?"
Because wow.
I was like, "It's about me." I was like seven or something,
right? Worst birthday,
horrible birthday.
That's terrible.
So that was a little upsetting, but that's like a petty memory. Mm-hmm. Best memory was low key last night.
Wow.
Like last year was an awesome, amazing birthday. This year takes the cake.
Well,
pun intended.
We were talking to Julian's mom, and Julian's mom, Jenny, who was just on air, was saying that it only goes down after 21.
Apparently, it only goes downhill.
So now I'm just like sort of scared.
I'd like to rewrite the narrative, though.
Yeah. What's your take on that?
Well, I haven't lived it, so I don't know.
You don't know what
the post-21
is. But
also, she told me
like.
That she does not like to consume harder alcohol, so maybe her birthdays are lame because she, only drinks like stupid wine
theory.
Or something.
That's
yeah.
a theory.
Sorry, I just outed you, but it's fine.
Okay, Julian has a very important thing to do because it's about halfway through the show, so it's time for a PSA.
Pew, 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 world star. Okay, numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, another 30% average less than one drink per week. The top 10% of American adults which is 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, which is more than 10 drinks a day. These are just some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much. That was incredibly educational. I will be, those are numbers that I will be thinking about.
Me too. I definitely thought about it last night when I turned 21. But I will not be drinking and driving because I can't drive, so.
Exactly.
Perfect. Check.
Perfect.
Safety check.
Safety.
Nothing to worry about here.
I think we might be getting a call, so I'm going to put another song on so
okay,
we can talk
perfect.
To our caller. This next one is called No One, and it's by Alicia Keys. Any words about this song that you would like to tell our audience?
Like, literally deep sigh. Like, deep, like...
Deep
like,
sigh.
You hear it, and you're just kind of like, oh, yeah, this is the one.
This is the one. Is this mood for 21?
This is kind of mood for 21. Like, this is mood for mood for the day after birthday
mood.
Vibes. Mood.
Okay, ready? Mood.
Mood. Slay.
It will only get better.
We're back after just one song.
Love.
Is there anything that you would like to say about that song?
I don't know. I just like something about it. I think it's the music, and her voice is just really good. I don't really like her that much, to be honest, but something about the song is like, it hits different. It's a mood.
It's a mood.
Yeah, I just like it. I don't know.
Sometimes when I this is the thing. You need to start driving, because something that you don't know is that when you drive alone, that's like the only time that you're truly able to like sing. Because like...
Shower,
it's like, it's... I mean, shower is nice, but shower... Like, my home is like a small house. I don't want to bother my parents by like...
By how good you sound.
By how amazing
I
am.
Yeah, perfect vocals.
Like, they can't handle that every
day.
Yeah,
they're not ready.
So... The thing in high school was, like, you're so alone when you're in your car.
Yeah.
So it was such a good, like, alone time. I could sing so loud in the car. And, like, people would look at me on the highway. But I'm like, I'm never going to sing
again. Yeah.
Actually, one time I was singing and I was driving home from something from school. And we, like, stop at a stoplight. And I'm, like, belting a song.
Aww.
I turn to my right and it's these girls who are, like, juniors at school. And I was, like, traumatized.
Are you a junior
at this point? Wait, no. They were seniors.
And
they
you were junior?
I was a junior.
What was the song like embarrassing?
I can't remember what it was, but I would like remember being so embarrassed and I could not show my face.
It was like the
ever again.
It was like the like Zach and Cody like theme song or something.
Zach and Cody.
It was something
I
so
never
lame.
Watched that. I actually just pulled that from my butt. You already know this about me, but I didn't watch Disney shows.
Yeah,
I literally
only Nickelodeon.
I watched SpongeBob until I started watching adult TV.
Which is like the gateway drug.
It was SpongeBob, and then the next show that I watched was like Law and Order SVU.
Yeah. Dateline, NBC.
Exactly.
You were ready. Yeah.
So that says a lot about me, but also that means I never watched like iCarly,
true,
any of those shows.
But that means your humor from SpongeBob is like significantly higher than other people. It's like intelligent humor, in my opinion.
No, that's why Julian and I have like our sense of humor is so overlapping, because we watched SpongeBob.
So overlapping.
Yeah, and sometimes we'll make SpongeBob references.
And one would understand.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't understand my SpongeBob references, and I don't understand
yours.
Yeah,
because sometimes there's like random ones. Like,
we're experts of different SpongeBob
eras. Right, like,
eras.
Like, okay, ready? Like, spare change.
I do remember.
You know that one?
That
okay, okay.
Remember that time that we were walking in a group of people?
Oh my God.
And we started doing
SpongeBob. We were walking back and we were just like, let's do SpongeBob joke off. And we just like kept saying references back and forth. And then slowly like
everyone
stopped walking. And it was just us like blah, blah at each other. And everyone was like, what?
They were getting more and more niche.
Yeah.
Like people were laughing along to like the first couple
of the common
ones.
Like the Krusty Krab pizza.
Wumbo. Like we've been through all those.
Yeah, those are normal.
Like, they don't know. But
when it gets to the Smitty Jagerman Warburton Jensen.
They don't know about Smitty Warbur Jagerman Jensen.
He was number one.
Yeah.
That one.
That was
obviously
really good,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, like the tone I just said in?
Should we do 21 impressions for your 21st birthday?
That was one.
2.1 impressions.
I have to think of so many. I could do my
Sarah
Palin.
Do one more.
Me as Sarah Palin or me as like 6-year-old doing Sarah Palin?
You as 6-year-old doing Sarah Palin.
I can see Russia from my window.
That's it. You can may or may not find that on YouTube.
That sounded just like her.
Exactly. I actually am. Wait. That was me unzipping my like mask. But
wait. Oh my God. This is crazy. You guys don't know this because you're not in the studio right now, but Sarah Palin was just here.
Howdy. That clearly wasn't good. She was just here. You blink and you
that
miss
was
her.
Actually, that was a small child pretending to be a cowboy. I can't believe
yes,
that just happened.
Was.
There were just like four people just passed through the studio.
There's no way. It was a stampede.
First of all, it was...
And there was this guy who knew this guy who knew this guy.
Who knew this guy.
SpongeBob reference
this
again.
This is getting out of hand.
It's getting out of pocket, honestly.
This is getting out of hand, and you know
but,
what else?
Oh.
We're running out of
time.
By the weekend.
Oh, good one. I like this song.
This next song is called Out of Time. It's from the album Dawn FM. The Weeknd released this
Check
album last year.
Yeah, this is a very
last
good album
year.
As well.
This is another one of those overlapping
overlap.
Ones.
Very good.
That was such a good segue. I'm just like,
that was good. Sorry,
that.
I like interrupted it, but it was a good one.
No, you like it was. You weren't catching on.
Stop! What are you doing? We're
out of time.
Out of time. Sorry.
That was good.
Nah.
That was actually really good.
Nah.
You got me.
We're running out of time.
don't you dare touch that dial. Because like the song says, you are out of time. You're almost there, but don't panic. There's still more music to come before you're completely engulfed in the blissful embrace of that little light you see in the distance. Soon you'll be healed, forgiven, and refreshed, free from all trauma, pain, guilt, and shame. You may even forget your own name. But before you dwell in that house forever, here's 30 minutes of easy listening to some slow tracks on 103.5 Dawn FM.
Guys, we're back.
Woo-woo.
That one was one from Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
If I Were You.
I like that song a lot.
Yeah. What was the rationale behind playing that song today for your 21, for your 21st birthday?
It's just like, if I were you, I would take all the love I've given. Like, I don't know.
If I were you,
if I were you. I don't know. It's just like, what if? I just like the sound. I like the beat.
Yeah.
Just, it's nice.
It's a good song. Stevie Nicks has a great voice.
Yeah, she really does.
Love.
Legend.
Any... racking my brain.
What can I ask?
Do you like... Do you like birthdays?
Yeah.
Of course
love,
you do.
Love.
Yeah.
I mean, double-edged sword.
What's been, like, the best birthday gift you've ever received?
That is such a good question. I feel like I've received a lot of birthday gifts that I really like. My parents are taking me to an Adele concert in December.
So true.
Like, part birthday, part late graduation gift, which I'm really excited about. That's, like, a pretty good one.
Yeah, that's, like, pretty good.
It's more about the memories and not about the gifts, you know? Honestly, this Starbucks cup is up there.
Yeah.
Jill has got me a Starbucks pink tumbler.
It's like, how do we describe
spiky?
Like spiky and pink?
It's like back off, but also like approach me. Yeah. And also rare.
It's
yeah.
like rare.
You can hear this.
Yum. Yeah, no, yeah. You're a real Tumblr.
It's really fun.
Tumblr person.
I love it. You didn't take the price tag off, so I felt bad, but
oh.
I'll take it off now. I won't disclose the price on air.
Let's not do that. That's a secret. My mom's going to be really mad at me when she finds out that I didn't take off the price tag.
You spent $50 on a Starbucks cup?
Oh my God.
I'm kidding, it's not that much.
It was 100 what?
Am I a Nikki fan?
That's in my TDC dance.
Really?
Am I a Nikki fan?
People do not know the context of that meme, and it
can
upsets
you explain
me.
That to me?
This is like going to be a little bit of a rant. So okay. That meme.
Buckle in, everybody.
Buckstrap in.
Buckstrap in?
Like strap in, like buckle your seatbelts.
Yeah.
That meme is from Dr. Wendy Osefo, a.k.a. Miss 4 Degrees, a.k.a. Real Housewives of Potomac cast member. And she was on the Wendy Williams show, and they found out Nicki Minaj was hosting the reunion, and she said, am I a Nicki fan? Pull up in the Sri Lanka. What? Which is like not the real lyrics of the song, so it's like making fun of someone who's a fan who actually doesn't know what they're a fan of, because they don't know the lyrics.
She's a poser.
So I think it's hilarious. Anyway.
And people just think it's... People just don't even understand.
They don't know that. They don't know the context. They don't know the history.
I think I've seen the history.
They don't know that they have to accept cultural differences to understand. As someone who's worked with memes before. Yeah.
I have seen the original clip. I just forgot.
It's okay.
Because you showed it to
yeah.
me. Yeah. The like, one of the gems of being friends with Julian is, like, seeing all the... getting the clips behind the memes.
The niche. But also, it kind of takes the fun
like,
out of it.
Have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Everyone's like, this meme is so funny. I'm like, well, did you know that in the interview... Everyone's like, can we just make the meme be the meme?
It's like, honestly, like, better... I feel like everyone has that thing that they, like...
Are annoying about?
Right.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the least annoying thing to be annoying about.
True.
There are some like, people here who have...
Here... Name drop.
No, I'm not name dropping.
Okay.
There are too many people listening to this show.
The list
for that.
Is too long.
So but true. To be annoying about, like, you know, literature.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
That person may or may not be in this room.
You're
or it, no, I guess like philosophy.
There are two of us sat in this room.
People in the room, yeah.
Who done it?
Not me.
No, but being well versed in memes is like
I'll take it.
Honestly, that's great.
On my tombstone.
Honestly.
New memes.
Bong.
What?
I was just imagining the tombstone, like, bong.
Wah, wah.
New memes.
Wah, wah. Bow, near, near. Near, 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 near.
Who's that? SpongeBob. Your voice is just very hoarse.
I know.
Today.
So I did a lot of screaming yesterday.
So
obviously.
Much screaming.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah. I was watching a video of you getting the cake smashed.
Yeah.
Julian
and that's
got a
not
little
a
bit
euphemism.
Of a cake facial yesterday.
And it was very fun.
It was a beautiful Costco cake that just got smashed in his
delicious.
Face.
Delicious.
Is that the first time you've had a cake in your face?
Yeah, first time.
How did it feel?
I've had other times, obviously, wink, wink, but felt good. I knew there was going to be like some sort of trickery, but I didn't know like what it would feel like. It was like cold.
Yeah, because it was in the fridge.
It low-key, my eyes for the next 20 minutes after were like watering.
Oh,
and
no.
Someone's like, are you crying? And I was like, no,
yes.
My eyes are...
I just feel so happy to be alive.
There's frosting in my eyelid. It was more because of that, but it was totally worth it.
I got a little cake in my hair.
Really?
So I got a little taste of the...
Oh, good. Taste of the flavor.
I was in the fray a little bit.
You were in the splash zone.
Yeah, someone like licked some like icing off my face. Like...
What?
Nope. No.
Okay, we'll unpack this.
No, that's okay. No, but I had
oh
like
God.
Icing all over the front because someone like move their arm, and some and cake like just got like flung in my face.
Yeah, it was like melty at that point too.
So I had to wash my hair, like cake out of my hair. Mm. I've never experienced that before.
Yeah. So now you have.
I was like, it was a combination of sweat and icing and yeah.
And a good time.
And a great time.
Yay! Best time ever.
Okay, so we actually only have time to play one more song. Because we talk so much.
I know.
And we had so many brilliant things to say.
We did.
So we're going to play one from Adele. From the album what?
From the album what? 12? Is it called 12?
I think it's... Did she write it when she was 12?
No, it's a little older than that.
Okay, so like maybe like 20?
20, yeah, 20. Wait, but it was my birthday, so... Oh, 21. He was 21.
What's 9 plus 12?
21. No, you're stupid.
We had to do that.
Sorry, that was a good one. I forgot about that.
Yeah, why haven't...
That was a good one.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah, seriously. This one is called Take It All. Why this one out of the album?
The weather's changing. It's fall. It's fall, y'all.
Fall it all. Take it all.
Exactly. I just like the sound. It's like I hadn't heard it in a while, and when I put it on, I was like, oh, yeah, this is a throwback.
Yeah.
In a good way.
This is such a good album.
It's a good album.
And I like always forget about it.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Oh my God, thank you.
And thank you for coming to be on my show again.
Is this a signing off?
We're hitting the end of the hour. Any last words to say?
Thank you so much for having me and for making it such a fun weekend.
Of course.
This is the cherry on top of the cake.
This is literally like Julian's birthday weekend is like highlight of everyone's life. So it's actually a national holiday.
It's all down from the hill from here.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's national holiday. Juju
Day. Yay.
Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully one day they pass a law. They have other things
to worry about.
Yeah, exactly.
Once they get rid of daylight saving.
Of course. That's way more important.
That's priority number two. Okay.
Literally happened today. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Always a pleasure. I love your show.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Huge listener.
I think I listened like one time and I was like, I can't do this.
Never again.
Just kidding.
Anyway, this is Bean Tunes Radio with your DJ Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Any last words? PS.
PS. Have everyone have a great week.
Yes.
Remember that Tuesday is Friday schedule for all the students.
Good one.
Thank you. I'll forget, so just
kidding. All right, everyone. This is Take It All.
Bye.
Didn't I give it up? Tried my best. Gave you everything I had. Everything and no less. Didn't I do it right to let you down? Maybe you got too used to having me around. Still, how can you walk away from all my tears? It's gonna be an empty road without me right here. Take it all with my love. Take it all with my love. Maybe I should leave to help you see. Nothing gets better than this, and this is everything we need. So is it over? I thought you loved me more than this. But go on, go on and take it. Take it all with you. Don't look back at this crumbling fool. Just take it all with my love. Take it all with my love. I will change if I must. Slow it down and bring it home. I will adjust.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you something new in modern music.
Nice to be in orbit.